Welcome to another edition of BizBuzz on News Now Warsaw. In partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, here's today's BizBuzz.
Hello, everyone. This is Bob Jackson from the Kosciuszko Chamber, and welcome to another edition of BizBuzz. Today, I have Anne Barone of Opportunity Enterprises with me. Hi, Anne.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Glad to have you here. So, Anne, you tell me a little bit about Opportunity Enterprises and maybe a little bit about yourself, because I know that you are new to the Kosciuszko area.
Yes. So Opportunity Enterprises is based in Valparaiso, Indiana. We were founded in 1967, and our goal is to create inclusive and equitable opportunities for people of all abilities. So under that, we have day programs where people can attend with disabilities. And we also have what we call social enterprises, which are our businesses. Okay. And Secure Shred is one of our social enterprises. And we are a new member to the Chamber of Secure Shred.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about that.
So what Secure Shred does, it does document destruction and electronics recycling. So if you're a business, you could use one of our shred bins and have ongoing service. So we would come to your business to pick up documents, whatever you set, could be monthly, could be weekly, every other month, or even four times a year. That's the minimum. So you also, if you've done a huge cleanup, like a year-end purge, which a lot of companies do, we can come to your business and shred those documents on-site, or we can come, a lot of people like everything to be taken away, we can come and pick up the boxes and take it all away, shred it back at Secure Shred, and after we're done, you'll be provided a certificate of destruction, which is important.
Yeah.
And also important, we are certified. We're NAID certified, which is what you want. We're ISO 14001 certified. And we are also we offer electronics recycling and hard drive destruction. We're eSteward certified. So that's very important when you're looking for an electronics recycler.
Yeah. What, you know, obviously that's a lot of shredding.
Yeah.
Okay. So what do most people do? You know, a typical business?
Typical business, if you are, because we go to all businesses. That's one thing. It doesn't have to be a big business. We go to insurance companies. We go to car dealerships. We go to hospitals. We go to doctor's offices, law offices. So a lot of people will have one of our bins. We have three different sizes that you can pick from. Okay. One holds 100 pounds, one holds 200, one holds 300. You pick how, you know how much paper your business goes through, so you can tell us how often to come. So most people do that. Some people just do a large cleanup at the end of the year.
Right.
So you call, tell us what your box count is and we can come pick them up or we can shred. We bring our mobile shredder and we shred right on site at your business.
If somebody hasn't done this before, you know, but they're like, yeah, I probably need to do that. You know, what's a general ballpark cost? I know it's going to vary by how much paper they shred, but you know, what's kind of a rule of thumb? Like, oh, I think I could probably afford that.
You know what? It changes. So the best thing to do would be to call Secure Shred.
Sure.
So, and we can give you the pricing.
Okay.
We are very competitive, and a lot of times we're a lot less than the competitor. But it is the best thing. Call me and call Secure Shred. Press option one for new customer, and I'll give you the pricing.
Yeah. How would they get a hold of you, Ann?
219-464-9621 extension 208.
Okay, and you have a website too. If you want to visit the website
to
learn more about Opportunity Enterprises, what would that
be? That would be secureshred.org. And then you can find out, there's a lot of options on there. It also tells you, especially a lot of people will have electronics and they will put them in a room and they don't want to deal with it. They're not sure how to get rid of it, kind of out of sight, out of mind. So there's a whole list of everything that we take. And it's surprising of the things we do take, even like Christmas lights, things that you just, want to get rid of, but you're like, oh, I want to recycle it properly. Batteries, printers, copiers.
Okay, so it's not just paper.
No.
Yeah,
no.
Interesting. Okay.
No, and so it's important, though, especially with electronics recycling, that you get a recycler that is E-Steward certified, because you know that it's being processed responsibly and it's being taken care of, and you'll be provided a certificate of destruction, which you need for your records if you're audited.
I did not know that. That's good to know.
Yeah, don't just take it somewhere where they're going to pitch it in the dumpster. Uh-huh. We do it the right way.
Okay. Well, very good. Well, anything else? Now, once again, how would they get a hold of you?
Yeah, 219-464-9621, extension 208. And I can tell you everything you need to know about document shredding and electronics recycling.
Awesome. Well, thank you for being here. And we're glad to have you as a member. Give them a call. Obviously, we learned something. It's more than paper that they shred. So please use their services. And until next time, for BizBuzz, we'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Does your church or nonprofit group have an event coming up? Well, let us know about it at news@newsnowwarsaw.com. You can get your event onto the newsnowwarsaw.com community calendar. All you got to do is email all the information to news@newsnowwarsaw.com. Please email your information at least 1 week in advance to the event, and we'll get that up on our website, and we will also voice it on the air for you. Does your church or nonprofit group have an event coming up? Again, that's news@newsnowwarsaw.com.
We stand on the shoulders of women who came before us.
Women who fought for their own financial futures.
And now it's our turn.
Join us. Visit WeSaySaveIt.org and take control of your financial future by saving for retirement.
A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Hello, everyone. This is Bob Jackson from the Kosciuszko Chamber. Welcome to another edition of BizBuzz. Today, I am with Pastor Jared. He is from Pathway Church. Hi, Jared.
Hi.
And you have an exciting series that's coming up. Tell us a little bit about it and, you know, the dates, and we'll talk more about that.
Starting September 13th, we're doing a six-week series that I'm personally really excited about called Recover Together. And the emphasis really is on helping anyone who's struggling with addictions to recover in a safe community and actually experience not just recovery away from that, but real freedom and hope that can come through God and through a supportive faith community.
Well, it sounds like a very pertinent topic. How did you come up with the idea of this?
You know, this started a number of years ago when I was serving in the Kosciuszko County Jail. I can remember sitting in a cell block with a group of about 30 guys, and we were talking about God. We were actually reading the Bible together, and I asked a lot of these guys, because they were just so hungry spiritually, and a lot of them, you know, struggle with addiction. That's a common factor in incarceration. And I just asked these guys, you know, where do you go to church when you're not in jail? Hmm. And almost all of them said, we don't go anywhere. Look, you know, I've got facial tattoos. What do you think? I don't feel welcome in church. Yeah. And it just blew me away that these guys were so hungry for God, yet most of them had no place to go in terms of church. So years ago, we did a thing called 116, where we started a third worship service on a Sunday morning, hip-hop music, very different format, but it was specifically for people coming out of incarceration, coming out of addiction, and we reached a lot of people in our community who just felt like, man, this is a safe place I can go and be myself and not have to put on some sort of front and be loved and also continue my recovery journey. So that was years ago. This year, as we're coming into fall of 2026, we wanted to, again, just open the doors really wide for anybody who's struggling with recovery and anybody who wants to see some major life change happen during this six-week period.
Yeah. Give me some examples, you know, of back then, you know, of some of the lives and the impact that you saw, you know, that Jesus made on them, the church had on them. And you know, tell me some stories of those people.
One of my favorite stories comes recently out of a conversation I was having with a guy that I first met in jail. I'll call him Ron. Mm-hmm. And Ron and I connected through jail for a while. He started coming to Pathway. And one Sunday morning, as he was sharing his story with me, I said, hey, would you ever be willing to share your story on a Sunday morning at the front, you know, tell the church about it, because he had a history of gang violence, drug addiction, a lot of bad stuff that he just has been really set free from. And now he uses his story in our community to tell a lot of other young adults and kids, not, don't do this, do this. Mm-hmm. And so as I was asking him, would you be willing to share your story? He said, yeah, but could I have Abe share his story with me? So like, what are you talking about, Abe? This Abe's on our security team, and I didn't know they even knew each other. And he goes, yeah, well, the first time I met Abe, I had a hit on his life. I chased him around trying to kill him in our county for years. And so we were at odds, literally trying to kill each other for years until we met, we came to Christ, we became brothers in Christ. And so several weeks later, they shared their story together about how God had transformed both of their lives from addictions, from violence, into being brothers in Christ and just sharing an inspiring message of what God can do with people's lives.
That's incredible. Wow. Here in Warsaw.
In Warsaw. I know. It may surprise a lot of people if you're not familiar with it, but yeah, there are places and families and individuals where real potential hope needs to become realized.
Yeah, amen. So how long is the series going to be?
We're doing this series for 6 weeks.
All right. So 6 weeks. And is it all kinds of addictions? Or are we just talking about substance abuse?
Absolutely. There's something for everybody in a series like this. We're specifically focusing on addiction from drug and alcohol. Mm-hmm. Partly because people who are struggling with addictions, there's often such a layer of shame that comes with that, and the feeling that I can't go to a place like church, I'll be judged, I'll be misunderstood, nobody mm-hmm. will understand my story. We want to share really openly that there's a lot of people in this community, in this church at Pathway, that have your story, that know your story, and want to encourage you to take the next step in your relationship with God. And so that's part of why we're focusing on drug and alcohol addiction. Mm-hmm. We also have a lot of people in our community that they may be fully functioning in a successful career, they may be fully functioning in a successful family, mm-hmm. but they're struggling with gummies, they're struggling mm-hmm. with pills, they're struggling with too much alcohol on the weekends, and they may not even call it a problem. But we also want to highlight there's freedom from that level of addiction. We also, as you know, pornography is a huge, huge addiction for so many people, including so many people who go to church, including, unfortunately, a lot of people who lead within churches. Yeah. And it's this secret life that nobody wants to talk about. Yeah. But we believe God can set people free from that as well, not just managing themselves with self-discipline, but actually freedom of heart and mind, where we're pursuing God and those things don't have the hold that they once had on us. But the principles will apply for any sort of habit, addiction, or hang-up that people want to get free from and just pursue God more fully.
Well, it sounds like a tremendous series that it's going to be. And, you know, truly, Jesus is the only one that can give you freedom from any of that. So I'm glad that you're doing that. Remind us again where Pathway Church is located.
2402 West Old Road 30. If you're taking Lake Street out of the center of town, go past the two roundabouts and you'll hit Pathway right before you hit the CCAC or the new Slate building.
Yeah, and again, service times are at 9 and 10:30. And is there a website that they could look this up?
Absolutely. www.pathway.community. You can find information about kids ministry, student ministry, healing ministries, when service times are, and get connected there.
Anything else that we should know?
In a conversation with a community leader who dealt specifically with drug recovery and addiction recovery, I remember asking him, he had a residential facility, and I asked him, what's the most common theme for all the people that you've seen successfully recover from a life of addiction? Mm-hmm. And I expected him to say something else, but what he said was, Christ is absolutely the center common theme for people who successfully change their lives. I know that's true, but to hear it from a third party who deals with this, that was his number one, just encouraged me so much. There are great programs in the community. There are counselors, there are treatment centers, and we love and support all of those things. In fact, we partner with a number mm-hmm. of those as a church and support them in prayer and financially. But Christ is the center of that transformation, and we want to just help people understand that they're not battling that alone. We have a supportive community around us that can help, and Jesus has the power to set us free and give us a life of purpose and meaning and connection.
Well, amen. You know what? Let's just leave it at that. You know, thanks for listening to another edition of Biz Buzz. See you next time.
You have been listening to today's edition of Biz Buzz in partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. And be sure to join us next time for another edition of Biz Buzz with News Now Warsaw.